views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a great show for you today, and we've got a super special announcement for everybody out there. I want to welcome all of you to the show. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, we've made that really easy. Go to Facebook, the Dr. Pat Show, or Twitter, the Dr. Pat Show. So there you go. Lots of easy information. It's taken us a bunch of years to consolidate all of the social media because I'm probably a lot like all of you out there. You know, for those of us that got plugged into social media when it first was introduced to us, we did not have a clue as to how to go about it. And so if you're anything like me, you had about three or four different accounts floating around out there. And over time, thanks to Jessica and Moon, we've been able to pull these accounts together so that you only have two places to go. And so I am so grateful for people that really understand technology and can help with this. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing awesome as usual, Pat. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Did you watch any of the Oscars at all?
I caught a little bit of it. Unfortunately, we had other plans for that evening, so I had to catch a lot of the highlights Monday morning.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things I'm really struck by is the how talented those actors are. I mean, you know, when you think about who they are and what they were nominated for, what the roles were, it's really kind of interesting to see absolutely not just the content, but have new actors emerge and yet have actors like Julia Roberts as well as Meryl Streep in very, very powerful roles. So, you know, people say, no one's going to the movies. We're not really honoring, you know, some of our more seasoned actors. And what we're finding is, you know, that's actually not true. I mean, Judi Dench wasn't there because she was making the Marigold Hotel Part 2. And so thanks to James Twyman and the work that he's been doing, Benny, we're starting to now have an appreciation for people of all ages and what they do. And certainly Jennifer Lawrence represents the other end of the spectrum. So for those of you that have not seen some of those movies, it's really interesting to hear what my friends think about them, what they don't. But today's show is all about overcoming obstacles. One of the things that I discovered as I looked at the actors, I was looking at what some of the obstacles some of those actors have had. Not just the actors that, you know, we're seeing that were nominated this year, but certainly some of the actors of the past. I was shocked at, I didn't have a clue about Charlize Theron's background, what happened with her and her family. But to think about it, looking at life as the conqueror and not as the victim is today's show. My very special guest, Artie Hoffman, joining me here today. We get to introduce you to Artie because he is someone you're going to hear a lot from on Transformation Talk Radio. He has been a master-level psychic medium and spiritual advisor for over two decades. So if you don't have our 1-800 number, you're going to want to have it right now because we are going to be taking your calls and do live on-air readings with Artie. He has helped change the lives of thousands of people who who have turned to him in some way or another for answers and guidance. And so you couple his faith and his natural intuitiveness with a very, very fun, insightful personality, and you have the makings of a great time. Renowned speaker, healer, radio personality, his radio show, Angels and Answers, which you're going to hear a lot about here from us, is a way for all of us to step in and get guidance sometimes that we can't see right in front of us. It just doesn't happen. All of us are right there, but yet at the same time, we cannot see it. So a native Jersey guy, born on the 4th of July, chutzpah, compassion, and humor. That's what today's show is all about. That's why he's known as the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. Artie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Wow, that was a great introduction. I'll tell you, with how you spoke about me, I'd even see myself. How do I call myself? I've got to talk to myself. That was very nice. Thank you. Thank you for that warm introduction.
You bet. You know, one of the things I don't think I knew about was today's show is looking at life as a conqueror, not as a victim. And for those of you out there, you know, we'd love to begin to start taking your calls to get in the queue for a reading with Artie, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. One of the things I was really struck by was looking at some of the stories that started to emerge about the lives and the trials and the tribulations of some of our more well-known actors and actresses. And I was shocked to find out, you would never know it. They don't really talk about it. But Charlize Theron is an example. You know, here's somebody that when we look at who they are and what they've done, you know, when we're taking a look at their lives and what we know about them, we don't really think. To think about, oh my gosh, did that tragedy happen? You know, these folks, they must have a piece of cake life. But I discovered about her was that, you know, she had a dad that was an alcoholic and one day came in with a gun and started to look for, her brother and her mom shooting away until finally, I guess, her mom grabbed a gun and did shoot him. And, you know, these are some of the things that we're talking about today. You know, some of the trials, some of the tribulations, you know, looking at life as the conqueror, not as the victim. And that's what's important. Why is this important to you, Artie? Why is this topic something that you wanted to bring to the forefront today? What is it that you're sensing?
Well, you know, here you are talking about Charlie and another person. Well, there's many, you know, rags to riches stories. And one that sticks out into my mind is about Jim Carrey. This is a fella who literally lived in his car in his van with his parents. And he used to help his father clean buildings. And they lived out of the car. And that was going on. I think that was for a couple of years at a stretch of point. And, you know, he was always very animated. And, you know, he would always, you know, try to be the actor or try to make light of things as he was going through all his challenges in life. And I remember that he, you know, when his father died, you know, and he didn't make it at that. Right now he hasn't been famous at this point. But when his father died, because his father believed in him and he always felt that he was going to make it. And so what he did was he wrote a $20 million check to himself or to his dad, and he put it in his dad's coffin. And he said, one day, he says, they're going to pay me $20 million to perform. And that's a true story. And so, you know, affirmations are very powerful, and it's something that when you could have all the excuses and all the reasons why you're not where you're at. And you could feel really bad because of him, because of her, because of the situation. And it really is our choice on whether to stay under those circumstances. You have to know when something or someone is working for you. You know, when it's not working for you, we need to make these changes. And I always tell people, stop with the self-pity, because it's not going to buy you anything, you know. And so I always try to motivate people to see the best, to help them see the best within themselves so they could overcome their obstacles. Now, a lot of people are so afraid of going through the transformation of what it takes to get to that happy spot, because that means giving up a lot of who you are or who you were. And so, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, my God, all these changes. And what about all the expectations from kids or from my family or from my friends or from my coworkers? And what about, you know, but this is all a part of it. And so one dynamic, one example that I use, I said, you know what? Transforming your life is like getting a new kitchen. Your kitchen might be okay. You know, it might be a little dirty, be outdated. But the bottom line is, if you want that brand new kitchen, you're going to have to deal with being without a kitchen for a little while, and the dust all over the place, and the cabinets will be torn out, and you might not be able to use the water, and the floor might be torn up. But yet there's a reason why you're going through this process, because when it's all over, you're going to have a brand new kitchen, which is also a brand new you. And so it's very important that look at situations not as a problem, but look at it as a challenge, and you'll be able to overcome it. And then you have to write down a step-by-step plan to get you from point A to point B. Some people have so much stuff in their life, but I got to do this, I got to do that. And you got to break it down, and you got to prioritize what's the most important. And then you got to create a step-by-step plan with each priority so that you could do it. And it's very important to write down everything. So, I mean, is it hard to go through transformation? Yeah, it is. And can it be hard to get from step one to step 10? Yeah, it could be hard. But the bottom line is, you only have the now. You only have where you're at right now. So you got to make the best of where you are now to set yourself up for the next step. And you move on.
Wow.
And you know?
Well, you know, part of this is, you know, when we look at our lives and we look at where we're going, you know, the question is, do we really believe we can move on? Do we actually believe we can move on? That's why our
audience
is joining us here today. We have people waiting in the queue for you to get have a conversation. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what is the expansive nature of your consciousness. Do you know what you actually stand for in life? And do you know that you have that level of resilience and perseverance to live the life you're meant to live? Jackie and everyone waiting on the phones, including Judy from New Jersey, just stay tuned. When we come back, we'll pick you up. We'll bring you on air with Artie. For those of you out there, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Very special guest. I've got the hottest psychic with the warmest heart joining me here today, Artie Hoffman. Bam! Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Let's rage. Here you were. You were gonna come to me. Here you are. But you better choose carefully.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, we are very excited about today's show. And just so you know, Artie Hoffman is the host of the fabulous hit show, Angels and Answers, and you're going to hear a lot more about that. You know, today, for those of you out there, we're going to tell you how to get a hold of Artie directly. And you can do that by going to ArtieHoffman.com. And that's his website. Lots of information on there. And if you want to schedule your own a session with him, that's easy to do, too. 877-ANGEL-02. That's to get a hold of Artie personally. Artie, right now, we've got some people waiting. And, you know, I think this is,
that's
you know,
fine.
I think this is really, really important. So why don't we do that? Mr. Benny, who do we have first?
Sure. We'll start things off with Alcee calling in from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey there, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Alcee.
How can we help you today?
Alcee? Is that her name,
yes,
Alcee?
A-L-C-Y,
oh, okay.
Is that right? Yep.
Correct.
Okay, all right, right away what I was getting, even though you didn't even ask any questions, is that you're the brainchild behind something. You're the brainchild behind making things work. And you know, don't be afraid to carry the responsibility, to carry the ball, to make things happen. It would be a great idea for you to listen to other people's concepts and ideas, but I feel like you're the brainchild behind a mastermind, behind a very good, I don't know what major project you're doing, whether it be personal or business, but I'm getting you're the brainchild behind it, and you don't be afraid to take the responsibility to grab the bull by the horns and to get things done. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah, that's actually why I was calling, because I have been listening to, I think, way too many people that I'm getting now confused as to what I need to do. And I'm talking about career or even personal life. It's just so many opinions that I feel like I'm not...
That's why I said, you know, it's interesting. This is what I love. This is what even amazes me, and I'm the one who does it. I gave you answers. And I said to you, you're responsible. You're the one who has to, you said you're listening to everybody else's opinion. You're the brainchild behind your life. You're the one who has to make things happen and be responsible. And you need to go after your dreams as far as what it is that you're passionate about. And you need to be dedicated. You know, if you want to be successful in life, you have to be passionate and you need to be dedicated. And without you saying anything, I said to you, you're the brainchild. You're the one who has to make things work. And don't worry about everybody else's opinions or thoughts, you know. I mean, if they want to add to something that you've already got going, all right, I'm open. But you're responsible. You're the pilot.
Okay. So
you just need to be more confident and not be, well, they said this and they said that and I should do this and I should do that. What do you want? That's the most important thing. What is it that makes you happy? What makes you happy might not make everybody else happy. God knows I've done a lot of things that upset other people, but you want to know something? It made me happy, and I followed my heart, and you do what you got to do. And the best decision isn't always the popular decision, but what makes you happy?
Yeah.
You're not going to meet up to everybody else's expectations. It's impossible to meet everyone else's expectations. You got to do what feels right.
And I'm not
making moves to upset anybody. But I might make moves that will upset people, but that's not my intention.
Mm. Right, because they're not living my life.
They're not living your life. Right. You're living your life. And if they love you unconditionally, they'll stand by you. And the ones who want to place conditions on them.
Yeah, like, I feel like I need to move to another country. I don't know if I'm just dreaming about it, because I've been dreaming about it, but I don't know really what that means.
Artie, do you want me to take this one?
You could. Go ahead.
You want to go first, and then I'll go. Go ahead, Artie.
Wherever you go, your problems are going to follow you. I mean, if you're going to go to another island, then have a destination to go to. But you need to have a plan. You need to have a purpose and a reason of why you're going, because if you're going with no set plan, then what's the sense of even your problems are only going to follow you wherever you go, or your mindset, you know? So you don't have to move to a different country. If you want to, then hey, if that's your dream to go to a specific country, then go for it. But as far as, you know, when you want to do something new, you know, have a plan or have a destination so that you could do what you want to do, you know. But, you know, it's important that you have a cause or a purpose. And then go, if you want to move to another country with a cause and a purpose, go for it.
Okay.
What about you, Pat?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is that I think what Artie just shared with you right up front, that's got to be the first thing that you do. You've got to resolve that. You know, because what's going on is it's an energy around people-pleasing that is, as a matter of fact, I did a show about this a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, actually, it all runs together. But I want to just say this to you, that this idea, for anybody listening, what we've now discovered in research, Artie, is that when we are on high alert now all the time, and let's talk about how this shows up just for Elsie's benefit. It shows up by how many text messages you do every day that aren't about what you want. How many times do you text somebody back for something that is about making sure they're either liking you, they're either following you, they're either in your group or whatever that is? How much Facebook work are we doing, not about ourselves because we really have something important to say, but because we're worried about if we don't, we'll become invisible? And relocating to another country, just so you know, that may be something you really want to do, but you got to ask yourself this very important question. Are you ready for the question? You're going to write it down?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the question. Am I running away from something? Or am I moving towards something? See, the fact that you don't know what country you want to go to means that, oh my gosh, I have got to get out of here, whether it's metaphorically or physically. And, you know, you want to really sit with that question, because it's like Artie said, if you're running away from something, the way to get rid of it is not to run away from it, but to walk through it, and walk through it with a sense of empowerment. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. This is not going to be hard for you. Artie, I want to say something. A lot of times when you hear us talk on these shows, it's hard to hear, but I want to just have you go away with this idea of hope. The fact that you called in and now have this information, here's what I want to say. transformation, the idea of it used to be that it would take decades. It doesn't. Now, with all of the energies moving and the fact that you called in, you can change this in a nanosecond for yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
And I feel like I am moving towards something. I'm just trying to get through the cobwebs and find out what it is.
You got to get rid of the cobwebs. The cobwebs, you know what's fun about cobwebs? Artie and I know about cobwebs. You know what's fun about cobwebs? They don't represent the future. You know, the only part of a cobweb, I have a very intimate relationship with spiders, just so you know, so I don't want to freak you out here. But here's
because
what
of
I
all
want
the
to
light?
Say. Because I live in the Pacific Northwest, and the most beautiful thing you see in the rain are these dew-filled cobwebs. They're gorgeous. Here's the thing about a cobweb you should know. Cobwebs are something that has been created, which represents the past, to endure something in a spider's future. So the reason I love cobwebs is because whatever you discover as you go back there, there is an enormous message for you in how to move forward. Not about punishment, right, Artie? Not about mistakes. But simply
about
the web.
No, I totally agree, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
ahead,
no,
Artie.
That's totally spot on. You know, like I said, people become limited by their past conditioning. You know, and they were always told that they can't, or they were always told that they shouldn't. Now, I'm going to give you a very interesting definition that I read literally when I was in my teens, and the definition was the definition of a genius. The definition of a genius is somebody who could see a target that nobody else could see, and you hit a bullseye.
Nice.
And so it's very important that you keep focused on your target. And don't worry if nobody else could see it. The important thing is, do you see it? And does it mean something to you?
Yeah.
And if it means something to you, then you go with it. And don't compare yourself to your friends and where they're at in their life, or your relatives, or what your parents think. You know, each life is unique and different, and everybody has their own interesting story to tell. They really do. And everybody comes with, like I said, an interesting message. So, you know, you're at the point of your life where you wish that you were already at a certain place, or you wish you've done this, you wish you've done that. You know, the bottom line is, it is what it is in the now, you know, and all you can do is make the best of what you can of your life in the now. And if you want to become more successful, then, again, you just have to become more dedicated at whatever direction you choose to go in. That's what I would do if I was
there.
Thank you, thank you. We're going to take a short break. Those of you that have called in, oh, my goodness, Artie is in the house. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, and then some. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guests, Countess Strella,
one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more about Artie, go to ArtieHoffman.com, and we're going to make sure you have his phone number. We are taking your calls right here on the show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Artie's got a huge, huge announcement to make, a prediction almost. Artie, what is that?
I was telling Pat off the air, I said, in the year 2020, everyone's going to see perfectly, and that represents 20/20 vision. So in the year 2020, we're all going to be able to see clearly. There you go.
And Benny should be playing that song, I Can See Clearly Now. That would be really good.
That's going to be a popular song that year.
Very, very popular song. Mr. Benny, who would you like to go to?
Yeah, we'll stay here locally in the Seattle area. We'll actually take Jackie, and she is calling in from Issaquah, Washington.
Great.
Hi, good morning, Artie and Dr. Pat.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing great.
That's right. It is good morning to you, huh?
It is good morning, yes. Rainy, but
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. You're screwing up my equilibrium here.
My question to you is, what do you see for me this coming year? I feel like I'm just kind of at this point, just kind of floating. But I feel I feel like there's something coming, and I'll know it when I see it. But it's just kind of a strange feeling right now.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean you feel like something's coming? Like, what do you mean? Are you talking with love? Are you talking business? Are you talking an opportunity? When you say, I feel like something's coming.
I feel like maybe there's a good relationship coming, and let's just go with that.
Okay. Well, I feel like your good relationship is going to be coming towards the end of the year, and I feel like... your partner is going to be very tall. I think this person is going to be very tall. And, he's very outdoorsy-like, too. He's very outdoorsy, tall person. And he's used to getting his way. He's got a mustache. And, it's interesting. One of my gifts that I do have is that I'm very good at describing people's future love. And
well, good.
And what happens is that I imagine as if he has a pickup truck too, and I imagine as if he's already in your life, and I'm having a conversation with him or with the person who I'm reading, and they're telling me all about their life, and yeah, I could clearly see this guy, and he usually wears a hat all the time too, and. Now, and you're going to have a lot in common with him. There's a common denominator between the two of you, whether it be you're meeting through a mutual friend or your workplace, but there's going to be a common denominator between the two of you as you guys are going to meet. But I feel like it's going to be within the last quarter of the year of 2014 that you're going to meet. Usually I'm more specific than that, but that's what I'm getting. And I'm almost positive it's going to be during the fall time and not during the winter time, because I'm seeing that kind of clothing on him, the way he's wearing. He's not wearing heavy clothing. He's wearing stuff as if you were in the fall and stuff and all. So, but it's going to start off as a very friendly relationship. It's not going to get hot and heavy right away, but it's going to be a mutual appreciation for one another as far as your companionship. And, you're going to get along fine. It's really going to be smooth as silk, and you won't have to worry too much about, oh, what am I wearing? It's like it's laid back as if you've known each other forever. It's going to be that kind of a relationship.
Very
so you gotta
cool.
Be patient.
Well, thank you. Oh, I am, but very cool. That's just nice to know.
Mm. Yeah, when the opportunity presents itself, go for it, all right? When you have an opportunity to go out someplace and somebody's asking you to go out and have a good time, go for it. You know, there are so many people who ask me, Artie, am I ever going to meet somebody? But when you're staying at home most of the time, or your entire existence is work to home, or work to family, and you're not opening up the opportunity for this to happen, then, well, basically you're going to keep on experiencing what you've always been experiencing, because you're not allowing mm-hmm. another person into your life. And a lot of times people want a relationship of convenience, whereas, you know, mm-hmm. I want a man or I want a lady in my life, but, you know, when it's good for me, you know, but there is mm-hmm. the other side. You know, yeah, you do have your responsibilities, but, you know, those Saturday nights or every now and again I get lonely, I wish I had somebody. But, all right, are you willing to open yourself up to allow somebody else to really be in your life, or are you just looking for a relationship of convenience?
Oh.
So it all depends, you know, how you project yourself. And
right.
it's also important that when it comes to love, a lot of people, you know, fall in love with a particular person, but if you're looking for a long distance runner, somebody who's like, you know, somebody who wants a long-term relationship, if you're looking for that, but you happen to fall in love with somebody who is a short-distance runner, you're not going to change them. You're not going to change their dynamics. So you have to also be keen and be aware if this person is emotionally available and do they want the same thing you want. But don't be angry at them because they don't want the same thing you do. See, but with this particular relationship that I see you going in, I see this being a very loving, nonchalant relationship where it really is. It's going to be very easy. And, you know, he's going to be easygoing, you're going to be easygoing. So you're going to be fortunate enough to have that. But I'm just saying, before you meet this fella by the end of the year, again, you know, I always see this where somebody, you know, is dying to have, I want the person. I don't want to date a million people. I just want to meet the one, and that's it. And a lot of times it doesn't work like that. And I go, stop going on dates as if you're going on an interview. Just be in love with yourself. Just be in love with yourself. Enjoy yourself. And if they could appreciate you, how you appreciate yourself, then great. And if not, hey, listen, it was a fun time out.
That's good advice. You know what? That's really good advice, and I appreciate you saying that. That's good.
Yeah, it's juicy, isn't it? It's juicy.
It really
is.
When
was the last time you had a date with yourself?
With myself? I go on my dates with myself all the time.
Okay.
And my dog.
Okay, and your dog? No, yeah. I mean, what I mean by that is, when was the last time you had, like, you treated yourself to something really good and juicy?
Right. It's been a long time. That's good advice,
that's
too.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, you know how hard it is for us sometimes. I don't know about you, but I think Artie was talking to both of us here, Jackie. I think that's what he was saying. Because I'm reminded about, oh, my gosh. I mean, how hard is it to go get your nails done or something, you know, or do something extraordinary for yourself? Or, you know, even if you go to the movies by yourself, honestly, I have to go to the movies by myself. There isn't a friend that I have that would go to a movie that I would want to see. Never happened. But that's like a treat for me to be able to go to a movie, doesn't matter what it is, as weird as it might be, but something that I want to see. And so think about what some of those things might be for yourself. Because
a lot of times I think we, as a single people, kind of look at ourselves sometimes and say, "What's wrong with me that I'm still single?" Or, you know, I've been single for years and stuff.
Not at all.
You know, when you do
I got to share something with you. You know, in an old relationship, I was dating this one girl, and you know, everyone always notices the way I live my life. I am very carefree and nonchalant, and she looks at me smiling because I always usually do things differently or say weird things at the most weirdest times. And she starts laughing. She goes, "You live in Artie's world." I go, "You know, I really like that phrase. I live in Artie's world. And I am my best audience. And I enjoy my jokes. I enjoy my company. And if anyone else could appreciate me while they're with me, great. And if not, so you don't get me. It's not a big deal. But I'm not going to change just to make you happy. But, you know, hopefully I can make you happy and I don't mind compromising. But the bottom line is that you enjoy yourself, and that's the most important thing. And like I said to you, when you go out on your dates, don't make it like it's an interview. Just go out and enjoy. And if you're going out on a first date, try to make it more as a lunch date rather than a dinner date, because then there's more pressure on you.
Right,
right,
right.
And in the meantime, I've got an assignment for you. I want you today to figure out just one thing that you're going to do to treat yourself. And I hope that you pick something that you were not willing to do for yourself. For whatever reason, you don't have to share it on air, but I really want you to...
Yes, she does.
Hang this phone up.
I'm only kidding.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you need to be on Match.com. I actually don't even know any of that. But here it is. If you cannot gift yourself, then that energy where you're holding back is the energy that goes out to the universe, right? So you want to do something expansive and loving for yourself, okay? You got that, Jackie?
I like that idea. You know what? Yeah. I really can resonate with that. I'm gonna sit down and figure that out and do it.
Yeah, you don't have to have like a big long list of things. Just one, just one thing. But then here's the trick. Then you've got to do it.
Yep.
Don't write it on paper and then don't do it.
Right. Why don't you set out one of your goals is that, you know what, my goal for this year, I'm going to meet as many new friends as possible. I'm going to try to create opportunities where I can meet as many new friends as possible.
That's good.
You know what? That is actually what I said the other day, that I'm going to set out to make new friends.
That's good.
So that's good.
I know. Okay. I heard you.
All right, Jackie.
You did.
That's your
well, thank you so much. God.
All right,
I'm going to
be calling you in a couple of days on air, just on Thursday. I'm going to be asking, Jackie, how you doing?
I'll give you a call back and let you know. We'll see how it goes.
Thank you. Okay, Terry.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you very much. We are just going to skip the break right now because, Artie, before we go to our next caller, I would love for you to give out information. What's the best way for people to find out more about you, schedule their own readings, et cetera?
Oh, thank you. If you want to get a hold of me personally, you know, whether it be over the phone or in person if you're on the Jersey coast, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02, and I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person. And I also travel, I travel everywhere and anywhere, and I do parties, and I do events, and I call them Artie parties. So if you have a bunch of friends and family who want to get together and, you know, have an Artie party, a psychic party, I do that. Besides
you know, telling you about your future or whatever. I could talk about your kids. I could talk about your business, communicate to your deceased loved ones. Yeah, it is. It's a party. And like I said, I also do speaking engagements, too, and I love doing it. And, you know, it's just something I'm very passionate about. And I got to tell you something, Pat. I don't know if I told you this, but if you could imagine this. In my early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, I did stand-up comedy for a little bit in New York. And sometimes I was really good, and other times I really stunk, and I'm being honest with you. But I realized I became a much better speaker, and I was able to be more amusing when I started speaking about spirituality. Because when I say this with everyone who is a speaker, if you are nervous, and this is the difference, you'll understand this. If you are very nervous speaking in front of a large crowd or speaking in front of a group of people, the problem is that you're worried more about yourself than you are about the information that you're giving to other people.
Right.
If you are passionate about sharing information or helping other people, then all the focus is off of you. Because you're concerned about helping out other people, not worried about what people will think. People are there to hear what you have to say, how it could help them or benefit them. And so when I was a stand-up, of course, it's all about you and about being funny. But when I switched over to spirituality and I started speaking in front of crowds with spirituality, all the focus was off of me because I just wanted people to hear wonderful advice. And I wanted to help people with their life. And the beautiful thing about what we do is that it doesn't come from me. There's no thinking on my part or any other psychic. Any psychic that says, I know everything, even though my license plate says, I just know, but that's just a cute joke that I have on my license plate. It says, I just know. But all the answers come from our angels and our loved ones on the other side. And it's about training our mind to be able to be open to receive the messages from the spiritual world. So a lot of people will say to me, Artie, you are so blessed or you're so gifted and that, you know, God speaks to you, the angels speak to you. And it's not a matter of who God chooses to speak to. It's a matter of who chooses to listen.
And so
I just, you know, was able to go to the Edgar Cayce Foundation one weekend in Virginia Beach, and I got it in the junk mail. How would you like to develop your psychic ability and intuitiveness? and I said, oh wow, I didn't know you could learn how to do this. And I went on a fluke. I wasn't born with this. Nobody in my family has what I have right now. Nobody does. And you know, people have insights and whatnot. But yeah, so when I went there for that one weekend, it opened my mind. But I did it on a fluke, just for the fun of it. And then I just did it for years, again, just for the fun of it. And then I needed some extra money. And years later, I just threw an ad in the paper. I said, if I don't pull through, no charge. You know, psychic medium, Artie Hoffman. And 90% of the people paid me, and then life took off. And it just took off, and that's how I got into it, basically.
I love it. Artie, this is a great show. Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe where we are. I think we have one more caller. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we'll take Judy now, calling in from Middlesex County over in New Jersey. So, Judy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, Judy. Where do you live?
My question is, do you see me moving anytime soon?
You want to know something? The first thought that I heard was, you got to move out of your own way. That's the first move. You got to move out of your own way.
Okay.
Now, describe soon. What do you mean, will you move soon? What's soon? Soon,
well,
to you is weeks,
I'm
months, years?
I'm retiring the end of May.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, I'm retiring the end of May.
Okay. All right, so
and,
will you be moving? Will you be moving right after your retirement?
I'd like to buy a place in Florida. Do you feel that that may be the right move for me? My question is, I would be leaving my daughter and my grandchildren, and I don't know if they can stand on their own without me.
I'm going to make a very strong suggestion to you because I'm literally seeing yes, yes and no in both ways. I'm going to tell you, this is the best advice that I could give anybody who is contemplating a move under your circumstances. You know,
okay.
Meaning like, you know, I don't know if it's the right move. Should I stay? Should I go? The healthiest thing to do is to move to that location you were thinking about moving to. Move there for like a month or two and rent a place for a month or two. Because within the first week or two, you don't know, because it's like a vacation. But without selling everything, without uprooting your life, if you can move there for a month or two and then just feel how you personally feel, and then is your personal satisfaction greater than your guilt of moving away, or is there a win-win compromise situation? The answer is, can you move? I see it within a year's time, right after your retirement. Within a year's time. I see you, I use the word capable of moving because this is your free will and choice. Not everything is black and white. Would you be okay there? Would you have fun there? The answer is yes. Would you end up missing your family? The answer is yes. But this is something that you need to discover within yourself. And like I said, the healthiest thing to do is move out there for 2 months without making any harsh decisions to sell everything where you're like, oh, I made the decision.
I was thinking of doing just that.
And that's your best bet. And I promise you, within a month and a half, I don't even give it 2 months, within a month and a half, you'll 100% know whether this is where I feel best or, you know what, I need to be with my family. So even though I'm a psychic, all right, and as Pat, as there are other psychics, when you ask a question, not everything is black and white because people do have free will and choice, you know, as far as what you want to experience. You know, I mean, I do give answers. We do give answers as far as instantly come hell to high water. There are certain decisions that, yes, this is the best, or no, I definitely wouldn't do this. But then there's other questions as simple as yours where, you know what, it's not black and white. It's about free will and choice, what you choose to experience.
Well,
so I think your best bet, like you were saying, a month and a half. Move out there a month and a half, 2 months. You'll 100% know at that point, I promise you.
I see. I'm wondering about my daughter, if she's going to be able to manage without having me lean on.
Let me just say this. I think, Artie, we're getting ready to about 2 minutes left on air. Would this be better for Judy to contact you personally for a longer session on this?
I mean, I could help her out, and I could see more of the dynamics. Yeah,
okay.
I could see more of the dynamics.
Okay. Well, we have about 2 minutes. You want to give her the short version?
No, well, like I said, the short version was, like I said, you know, it's about what I'd be able to do for you personally is to see how you'll feel as far as staying or how you will feel as far as being apart from your family, you know, and I'll be able to help you see what you're going to experience.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Artie, what a great show. Thank you for joining me here today. One last question. You know, I want to make sure we are giving out lots of information for you, if you go ahead and do that. And then what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Follow your passion and be dedicated according to what it is you want for you and not just what you want just for everybody else. A lot of people want everybody else to be happy, and they make their whole life, everybody else's life, to be happy. And that's nice. But while you're taking care of everybody else, what do you want for you? And give that to yourself. All right? Don't delay it. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02, and go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman. I'm going to be at Ocean County College in Toms River, New Jersey, on March 12th at Building 18. And if you call for an appointment, if you want to see me in person, it's 732-255-0400, extension 2285. or you can just go to my website and check it out. And I'll also be in Ocean City soon, too, Ocean City, New Jersey. And, Pat, as I thought in my head, in my heart, I'm having a great time with you.
Oh, I love it. And we're just warming up. Thank you, ArtieHoffman.com, everyone. Check it
out. Thank you.
Thank you, Artie, for a great show. You're going to hear lots more of him. He is going to be a regular right here on the show and the host of Angels and Answers. For all of you out there, remember, you have the power within to create the lives you want. Sometimes I know it doesn't seem like that, but take it from both Artie and I, who have had to face our own demons and overcome, pull ourselves up out of the potholes. You know, we're here in support of your hope, your vision, your dreams, and your action. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. Remember, Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show, and Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.